Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Welcome back to the Ancient World podcast and our little update and November greetings. Hope you're having a great morning, a good cup of coffee. And we just wanted to say a little bit about the projects we've been doing this year and a new project that we started this week as well about Greek mythology. So what we've done now is we put everything on our Ancient World Patreon podcast. So if you just go to patreon.com/ancientworld, then you can see all the things that we made there. So this year has been quite productive, both spring and summer and the autumn. So we made a kind of thorough canto by canto podcast about the Inferno. And then we also have one on the Purgatory. And we made a new series about the Paradise, just going sphere by sphere from the Sun and all the way to the Empyrean. So all of that is now on the Patreon podcast. And then we also started doing Sunday shows, which is just about 10 to 15 minutes with updates and a little input from Greek mythology or something from Renaissance or something symbolic from the biblical stories. And of those main themes we have on this podcast in general. So that's now coming every Sunday. And the one we started today was about Greek mythology. So we're looking now into the Metamorphoses with Ovid, which is in some sense a stunning discovery of how much beauty and profound wisdom there is in this work, which was written and it was kind of finished around the year 8 AD. So this is over 2,000 years ago. This is in the Augustan Roman Empire. And it's about 20, 30 years after the Aeneid by Virgil. But it's also kind of a work that is a contrast in the sense that Virgil and the Aeneid is more structured, more kind of, in a sense, a more formalistic style of telling this grand story. While Ovid, Metamorphoses, is much more kind of an organic shifting, more of, some call it more like a dance of the stories, but it's more of a continuous change and this fertile creative force that is continuously reshaping the world, and which also Ovid made sort of the claim that this is the unifying theme through all of Roman and Greek mythology, the concept of change, which is why he called the work Metamorphoses, which in itself means transformation, literally in Greek. So the myth we started with today was about the sun god Apollo and his son Phaethon, who is a mortal. This is a story that starts at the end of book one in the Metamorphoses, which has 15 books altogether, and then it fills up almost half of book two. But it's a very kind of iconic story in the Metamorphoses because it talks about the It talks about power. It talks about pride and hubris. It talks about the relationship between the gods and the mortals, which is also in a sense a shifting relationship through the work of Ovid in the Metamorphoses, from the origins, which is all about the gods. And then at the end of it, you have this full transformation that happened. So then you had the humans had then become the gods with the Roman Empire and the Roman emperors as all-powerful gods. So, but now we're in the beginning of the work, so the gods are very much the powerful ones. So Phaethon is said then to be the son of Apollo. Like he's a human, he's the son of the sun god. And he tells this to all his friends as a little boy. But then the other boys, they're starting to tease him and saying, like, no, we don't quite believe you. This is just something your mother is telling you. But you haven't even met him. So it's probably not true. And then Phaethon is troubled by this. So he goes to his mother and asks about if this is true, the story about the sun god. And then she says, yes, it is. And she says, you can just go and ask him yourself if you want to. He lives not far from here. And that kind of, in some sense, it means kind of the Apollo, the sun god, lives where the sunrise is. So the little boy, Phaethon, goes there. He asks his father, is this true? And Apollo says, yes, it is. You can just ask me any wish. I will grant you any wish to prove that you are indeed my true son. And then as it's written, that Apollo has barely sat down again before the little boy says, well, then I want to ride the sun chariot for one day. And then Apollo is immediately regretting his promise, and he says anything but that one, because the horses are way too strong for you. And he also says, no one has the power to manage the chariot except me. Not even Zeus is strong enough to control the chariot. But then the little boy is so excited, and he wants to ride the chariot. So this is all very symbolic about, like, overreaching, both like humans towards the divine, and also like a person on a more, like, down to earth level. It's more like the person wanting to reach beyond kind of what you're ready for, in a sense. So, but the boy is insisting, he gets control, he gets the chariot for one day, but then immediately when it takes off, he's having huge problems with controlling the horses, and it gets worse and worse. And they start to just drag the chariot all over the place. And then they start burning down everything on the earth and in the heavens. And then when they get high up, they get close to the constellation of the scorpion, which has kind of this pulsating black venom trying to sting the little boy. So that's the point where he gives up. He lets go of the reins. They fall on the back of the horses. And then they go even more crazy and wild. And they go into regions they've never been before. So the whole earth, the mountains, the land, the soil, the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, like everything starts to burn, until the point where Mother Earth suddenly starts to speak, like the goddess Gaia starts speaking and pleading to Zeus, the king of the gods. And she says, if I am supposed to die by this, it's okay. Can you then please use the lightning bolts to stop the pain and make it quicker? But then she says, but also remember, if all burns down here, the heavens might also burn, and then everything is gone. And we're back to the chaos, which is kind of what was before the whole mythology begins, before the origins of the gods. You just have chaos in the Greek thinking. So Zeus hears this up above the clouds. He takes a lightning bolt. It's very detailed description of this. He takes the lightning bolt in his right hand and kind of at eye height. He aims for the chariot. He throws the lightning bolt. And then in one single moment, it removes the boy from both the chariot and from life. And then he falls over the sky and tumbles into the underworld. And then it stops. And Apollo grieves, so he refuses to ride the chariot. So the sun is gone for one day. There is still a bit of brightness because you still have flames all over the earth. And then he refuses to do this because in some ways he also says that he didn't want this, endless toil of dragging the sun over the skies. But all the other gods are then begging him, please, can you not let us be plunged into darkness forever? And then Apollo takes the horses back, and then the day after, the sun is back, the day is back symbolically, and things are gradually then kind of repairing itself back to normal. So that's the first myth that we started talking about this morning on our new Greek mythology series. So if you want to follow this one, just go to patreon.com/ancientworld, and then you will also get all the episodes. It's about also 100 episodes about the Divine Comedy and also our weekly Sunday shows. And also hope you're having a great morning, a great November. And hope some of this was interesting, some food for thought. And also want to wish everybody a really great December. Hope you're having a great Christmas. And also just want to say, as always, thank you so much for listening. And see you again next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.